You're listening to the Two Sleuth Podcast, all about the business of dentistry. Hosted by yours truly, Greg Essenmacher, a fixable arch dental expert and founder of GNA Consult. Speaking with industry leaders on the dental landscape from their perspective. Welcome back, everyone. Greg Essenmacher, so excited today. My friend, Billy, none other than Billy from Presto Smiles here. So Billy has 28 years of experience in marketing in the dental industry. She's the co-founder and CEO of Presto Smile. And if you haven't heard of Presto Smile, it's because it's getting ready to change the landscape and revolutionize dental industry with AI and marketing. And let me tell you what. Well, better yet, I'm going to let Billy tell you why, but let me tell you a little bit more about her. She has an MBA in business management with a focus on marketing, a BS, which we all have a little bit of BS in dental, don't we? A BS in biology and psychology, an RDA in dental assisting. Wow, this is a lot, right? What doesn't she have? And multiple certifications in social media marketing and international orthodontics. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Thank you, Greg. Super excited to be here.
I mean, I'm just really excited that Billy and I were introduced to each other not that long ago. So a mutual friend of ours said, you got to meet this Billy person. She's got something really cool going on. And I met Billy and she's walking me through her product. It's not even a product. It really is revolutionizing dentistry. I can't wait for her to tell you about it. And I thought, this is really cool. I'm like, my clients in full arch could use this. And she's like, slow your roll. I got a lot of people that are excited about it. And I'm like, no. I want this for my clients. So anyway, Billy, why don't you tell our listening audience that don't know about Presto Smile. And sorry, when I heard the name first, I'm thinking Presto. I'm thinking there's got to be an infomercial about this. There probably was right? In the 90s that I ended up watching when back before I got sober. So tell me about Presto Smile. So anyway, sorry. I had to do it.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Thank you for having me on. I'm super excited to kind of share because I've been in the industry, like you said, almost 30 years. And, you know, basically, we decided to come up with a product. And the whole thing was to take the load off of the doctor and for us to be able to do it. But as clinicians, clinical team members, we need something fast. So I'm like, okay, we need to make something that's a conversation starting tool that literally changes the game, right? So we need a conversation starting tool for dental hygienists, dental assistants, and doctors, right? And it literally is changing lives. It changes lives for everybody who's involved, whether it's the assistant, the hygienist, where they start making a bigger bonus, and they're creating value, right, for who they are. Now they're leveling that playing field, and they're making themselves irreplaceable, to be honest with you. Then we have the doctor. Forget it. He's not touching the app at all. And that's the thing. It's an application. It's not a desktop. And we're an instant chairside smile mockup. And everything is done with our patent pending specialized AI. And yeah, that's just, you know, pretty much what we do and where we are. And we've literally been changing the game and changing patients' lives. It's been pretty exciting.
Instant chairside mock-up. I love this. And you mentioned the hygienist, the dental assistants, and the doctors don't really have to get involved because it's that easy to use. I'm going to throw one more in there. In my lane, right, because I work in full arch and I work every touch point of the patient journey from initial inquiry all the way through, I'm going to throw in their treatment coordinators. I got to tell you, for these that are working on big cases, on the full arch treatment therapy, for a treatment coordinator who's meeting with these patients, to be able to do a chairside or even in the consult room with a patient to be able to show them instantly what their smile could look like. Because there's others out there that are kind of sort of doing it where you take pictures and then somebody has to go in the back and, you know, develop the film. I'm kidding. Like, right, they're developing the film. This is going back into the 80s, like
almost,
Kodak days, right?
Almost,
that are
almost,
gone now, right? You know, but I mean, it's kind of like that. But what you're doing is something that's instant chair side or instant patient side, you know, with what you've got going on. And that's what really got me excited because you did a mock-up with me and a demo with me right while we were just on our Zoom meeting on our very first introduction.
Yeah.
And you got me super excited because this is a tool that is tremendously helpful and tremendously useful in clinic, in the practice right away. That's, I mean, that has so many applications. And I know, why don't you talk a little bit about where the applications are today, how it can be applied today, and then where the future is going with what you've got going on?
Yeah, for sure. So one thing that's really cool is it's portable, right? So it's on all devices, iOS, Android, you know, any kind of, you know, tablets and things like that. So, you know, one of the things that we're doing now also is in teledentistry, we're really tapping into that market. We're also tapping into some of the markets for, you know, texting programs like, you know, Weave and Mango and things like that. So it stretches beyond just the patients that are in the office, right? We could use this for retargeting campaigns. We can use this to, you know, basically try to keep the new patients on the schedule for them to, you know, not no-show, you know, to no-show. So, you know, we're really trying to span out in many areas. It is a conversation starting tool. So to, you know, bring that home, it's not just for the dental offices, right? We're going to be spanning into the EDU side of it so we can make better clinicians for tomorrow. We're going to be spanning into the temp agencies. So, you know, as doctors hire temps, they know we have a selling temp, right? And they're going to be able to come in and make an impact. As somebody who hires and fires temps all the time, you know, and I've been a temp myself. I've been in over 25 dental offices, so I know how the ins and outs work. I know what their pain points are. This is something that is imperative that we need to implement there. So there's a lot of different networks that we're going to be, you know, going into, and we are in now. Honestly, I've worked with smile mock-up programs for 25 years. Right. That's how this whole journey began, is because of my experience with working with multiple different smile mock-up programs. The problem was it just hadn't advanced with the technology. You know, yes, they're good. I'm not saying that there's no digs at any smile mock-up programs, but it's time for us to take that next step in dentistry. It's time for the evolution. And because I've already built another technology company, which was not in dentistry, but I have a phenomenal tech team. I called them up. I'm like, hey, can we do this? They said, absolutely. Luckily, I have a team that's been coding AI for 30 years. A lot of people, they don't realize AI has been around actually since the 50s. So I just kind of tapped into my team and said, hey, listen, we need something that's fast, easy, revenue generating, and it's automated. That's it. We cannot compromise on those things. It has to look as realistic as possible. We, you know, have to make this job better for hygienists and for assistants, because we're suffering. We have a lot on our workload, you know, and also, like, to your point, you know, the treatment coordinators, you know, it's just a tool for them to sit down and just, like you said, snap that pic, and it literally texts right to their phone and it emails to the practice simultaneously, so it can go right into the practice management software.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? That simple integration. And I love what you're talking about, the instantaneous using your phone and giving tools that are necessary, because we live in an instantaneous world, right? We live in the Instagram story world. I mean, not even the feed. Good luck with the feed if you even get like, what, 7 or 8, you know, scrolls down, right? We live in the Instagram story, right? In the top where it's click, 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 click. I mean, if a story lasts more than 3 or 4 seconds on my screen before I'm on to the next, and I'm a 52-year-old man, right? I mean, look at what the next generation coming through is. It's got to be right there, right now.
Oh, yeah.
And everything in dentistry, right? So being able to take a picture and it's got to be right there, show me what it's going to look like, and automated. Don't make me work for what it's going to look like and then integrate it with the PMS system, because integration is everything. But one of the most important things in dentistry right now, what everyone's talking about, all the conferences over the last little while, especially the last year, year and a half, is same store sales growth. It's all about that. And in order to get that without having huge uplift, I mean, from those places, right? I'm in the fixed full arch lane, but, you know, from hygienists and what is that chair time worth and dental assistants, and how do you do more with less, right? Because it's a struggle. And the value of an employee to a practice or to a group, right? Either emerging group or a DSO, that value. If they feel like they're bringing more value to the group, they feel more valued. And if they feel more valued, what does that look like? And that's what you're bringing them, because they're going to feel more valued. Is this right
totally
up your lane? That's what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is when, you know, you met my CSO, Katie, when we got into the space years ago. You know, it's changed so much. I've noticed in the last 10 years or so, there's been a decline as far as having the passion, right, for dentistry. Like, when we got into this field, we wanted nothing more than to, you know, change patients' lives, right? That's why we got into dentistry. And we did everything we could. We weren't making excuses. We were coming up with solutions. And I feel like part of the problem that's happening right now is we're kind of tapped out on solutions. You know, we're trying to, you know, maximize our time and the schedule. At the same time, we're still trying to educate patients and be there. But the problem with this is now it's creating this burnout cycle. And we're trying to alleviate that. You know, hygienists, assistants, treatment coordinators, you know, even scheduling coordinators, they will be more motivated when there is more of an incentive behind it. That's number one. But number two, they're going to see this instant gratification. It's for them too. It's not just for the patients. They're like, holy cow, I did that. I just made that happen. And that's where the pride comes in for what you do. That's what we're trying to build up. Pride for dentistry, pride for who you are, what position you have, and what you bring to the table.
Hi, everyone. Sorry for the interruption. Greg Essenmacher here, founder of GNA Consult. Just want to take a brief moment and let you know if you're a practice owner, founder, group administrator, or DSO regional manager trainer and looking to add, grow full arch for your location, improve same store sales, or learn more about what full arch can do for your production numbers and profitability, reach out to the show and book a discovery call today. Our expert team is here to help. Well, and now you're getting to motivation, and I'm glad we're transitioning to this, even though I'm loving this conversation. I really am, because motivation for individuals, right? It's money, recognition, mm-hmm. or accountability. And even when it goes to schedulers, right? When you look at that, yes, the money is good, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, but the recognition mm-hmm. and the accountability piece, a tool like this where they get that satisfaction of, I am helping patients, right? We're getting back mm-hmm. to now what dentistry, what medical, dental, why we're in it in the first place. We're here to help. We're here to create mm-hmm. solutions for our patients. That's, you know, 18 years ago when I got in, well, 17 and a half years ago, when I got into dental, you know, that was a big piece of it. I was looking at medical device or dental and really seeing the difference. And Fix Full Arch, the reason I landed here and what really drew me to it was a patient review a decade ago. Like that, I mean, it literally was emotional for me and it stuck.
Yes.
And that's the driving force behind it. And that motivation piece, right? And I'm a big proponent of this with all the clients that I work with, is being able to incentivize your team members that are contributing at the level that they are for the case acceptance, for the production numbers, in a way so everybody's driving toward the same goal is critically important. I mean, maybe mm-hmm. it comes from the sales background and the manufacturing side, perhaps. But this is known to be true across the board, that to motivate people, if you're going to ask them to work harder or work smarter, not harder, but to be able to drive towards mm-hmm. the goals of the practice, which is to be more profitable, which is to drive more revenue, which means they're going to bring in more patients or at least do more profitable actions with the patients and to be able to be busier, right? Even more efficient to do these things. If that mm-hmm. is the goal, the practice, the group, the DSO, whatever the case may be, if you incentivize individuals in whatever way, again, money, accountability, responsibility, you do that recognition. If you do that, then everybody's driving toward the same goal. Then Becky right. or John, who's a dental assistant in the back, is excited when more full arch cases are coming in the front. When the treatment coordinator sells more cases, even though they know they're going to be busier in the back. But yes, yeah. there's going to be more opportunity for more hours and opportunity. So I love that you're talking yeah. about this, because there's so much more behind just a product, right? This is an AI thing, yeah. right? It's just a marketing yeah. tool. There's so much behind Presto Smile that you're talking about, Billy, that I love it. And that's what got me excited during our initial conversation and why I was really excited to have you on the program to talk about this. Because there's so much more. One, it gets us back to our element. It gets us yep. back to our drive and passion about being in the medical, dental, healthcare services industry. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can tell you, and this is funny because my team laughed at me when we finally got the app and we were like, you know, using it in the office. And I took my first Smile mock-up and it literally happened like that. I fell to my knees and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is what we've been waiting for. This literally what I can equate it to any of your listeners who have been in the space as long as I have, when I got into dentistry, we were doing the old school dental x-rays, of course, and the mock-ups as well, but we were doing the old school dental x-rays. We did not have digital x-rays at that time. We were doing them in the dip tank, in the fixer, in the water, in the developer. Well, okay, it takes time, which we'll talk about that in a moment, all the time-saving things that Presto does, but we were taking time, and then you're like, oh gosh, I got to take that x-ray over again. So now you got to go and try to do the fix dip and all of this. But here, the other thing is the film is super tiny. So we used to turn the light down, put it up there and go, do you see open margin right there? I wear glasses. Can you imagine? You know, I mean, it's not
easy. Squinting up and looking right up at the light.
Totally. And the thing is, when the digital x-rays came out, I had what we wanted to build, right? When we built Presto Smile, is that excitement and that passion that we felt when digital x-rays came out. Because what happened is, all of a sudden, I'm taking x-rays, they're instant, they're on my computer screen. I know if I have to take an x-ray over. Best of all, I could blow the image up on the screen, look at the patient and go, you don't need to be a doctor to understand there's an opening there. You know, and they're like, oh my gosh, what is that? And now they're asking, oh, what's the white thing? What's that? What's this? So now it opens the door for that conversation. That's why we said, okay, we have to get Presto Smile done. So it's fast, just like the revolution of the digital x-ray, right? And more importantly, now because it goes through their phone, they're bringing it home. I have patients say, it's on my phone, right? You texted that to me, right? And I'm like, yeah, look at your phone. They bring it home. Now they're having conversations with their friends, with their spouses, and they're being pushed in the direction. They want to do it, but they want to get validity from other people that are in their core group. And this does that.
Well, and this is another piece that I've been talking about a lot in the last little while with those that I'm working with, clients that I'm working with, is even though it might not be a same day yes, if they do need to go home, especially on the mm-hmm. bigger cases, and they want to get to a yes, but they need to talk to a spouse, they need to talk to a loved one, or they need that external validation and the extra push to get to a yes, if they have mm-hmm. tools or resources where they can, because when they're in clinic, right, especially on big cases, they're only retaining about 10% of what you say, maybe 20 yeah. if they're really paying attention. And because right. of that, if they don't have tools for them to communicate to somebody else what you mm-hmm. shared with them, especially with the plethora of information that you're sharing with them about what's the current situation, what's the danger if they do nothing, what's the situation moving forward, what's the process mm-hmm. look like, why is it that, you know, all of that information, at least give them some tools that they can express. And especially if it's a visual, for those, especially in full arch, that either, you know, haven't been to a clinician in many, many, many years, or have and gone through the piecemeal mouth where they've had some endo here, they've had some crowns here, they have a couple of bridges here. And eventually it just gets to a point where they're just like, ugh, what more can you do? It's time. Right? You know, mm-hmm. and to be able to show that, it's just so critically important to be able to have a tool or some tools and resources to say, this is what it looks like to move forward. And to be able to share that with someone else in an easy to understand. And in your case, in Presto Smile, to have something where it's like, this is what I can look like. So my sister, brother, cousin, uncle, mother doesn't make fun of me that I don't smile for the last 12 years in the family pictures that we keep taking, or fill in the blank, right? A wedding to go to, or a cruise, or a, you know, fill just any reason why they were motivated in the first place to get off the sidelines and into the game, to at least come in for a consultation to have things reviewed. There is a reason. That's yeah. the motivation. That's the why behind the what. And that's what you're giving as well at Presto Smile to those that are coming in, an opportunity to then be able to share that with others, to be able to show them, not just share, but show them what the outlook could look like. Am I hitting it on the head there?
You are. And, you know, here's another thing to kind of springboard off of that, which is why we're getting involved with teledentistry and companies like Weave. So let's say the patient goes home and they have the text message and, you know, the family's like, oh my gosh, we're like, man, I really would love to know what my smile would look like. Now all they have to do is call the office. And when they're on the phone with the coordinator, all they say is, okay, go ahead and take a selfie, send the picture, text the picture to the office number, right? And they text it. And while you're on the phone going through what's important to them, right, you already have done a mock-up and you literally shoot it back to them and you get that wow factor immediately. They want to know when they can get in, right? They want to know what they could do to get their smile to look like that. So now that's just part of that process. So there's so many good things that come from doing these mock-ups, whether it's a referral network, whether it's new patients that you get off of your marketing efforts, or you're retargeting patients who had already asked for these procedures, but you know, you didn't have time to do a mock-up because we're busy and they do take time. We literally could use this product to take care of all of those issues. And now we're really driving the revenue up in the practices.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, Billy, this is the part of the program. All of my guests play a little something called What the Sleuth is Going On? Three rapid fire questions. First thing that comes to mind, are you ready to play?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, question number one. What's the worst bad breath you've ever encountered?
Oh my gosh, this is so crazy what I'm about to tell you. Please, I'm not gonna name names. Obviously, it's not a patient because it was a staff member that is no longer with us, but it was a hygienist. I was completely shocked and it was like, it was perio, so it was pretty, but it was perio mixed with something else. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but you know, we tried to help and it just didn't work out. That's all I could tell you. But yeah, that's it. I don't even know. It was like a mixture of periodontal and something. I don't know. And it was a hygienist. So yeah, that was really shocking. That was the worst.
The old perio blend from a hygienist. I like it. I knew you've been in the industry for so long. I knew you'd have something related to like a dental situation.
One.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Question number two. If you could go back, if you could change one thing about your smile, what would it be?
I don't think I would change anything. I already did it all.
You have an amazing smile. Not only on camera, but when I saw you in person recently. Yeah, you do. You have an amazing smile. All right, fair enough.
Thank you. All right, question number three.
If you could go back and be the inventor of any dental product and know you cannot use your own, which one would you choose and why?
I would have said the digital x-rays. I would have definitely said the digital x-rays because of the impact that it had on the industry with changing just the way we played the game and how impactful it was for me, because now I learned how to educate patients on a much higher level. So I would say digital x-rays.
Yep. And I love that, right? Because the integration now with AI, with all the different companies that are out there working with AI, and it's amazing. Like Ophir Tans is a friend of mine. He's working on what he's, I mean, there's a bunch of, right? You know, it's I'm forgetting her name. And oh my gosh, I can see her face. So bad. I knew I was going to forget names. Oh no. Oh, no.
I remember people by teeth. Bardem. Isn't that terrible? I'm a teeth person.
Her last name's Barnum. I'm so bad. Oh my gosh. I'm a horrible friend. Anyway, so yeah, I think it's great. Like what they're doing with AI and what you're doing with AI, I think it's really next level. And I love that it's really catching dentistry up into the future, and I love what it's doing. So it's fantastic. Well, Billy, I want to respect the time you have and all of my listening audience. So is there anything in the last few minutes that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share with my listening audience?
I think just one last thing, and that would be the timing issue. Okay. And I just want to clarify, you know, when we do what we have, it's a snap pick text, right? So it's even with shady internet, it should be a little over a minute, but the best internet ever, it's usually out the door by 30 seconds. Okay. That's one part. The other part is I want the listeners to think about this. There are a lot of amazing programs out there that are made for treatment planning, like SmileFi. Love SmileFi, love what they do, love their integrations. They're a phenomenal, phenomenal treatment planning tool. So what I really love about what we're doing, because it's so instant, okay, is that now before we even do these milled out 3D snap-on smiles, we could really get to the bottom of if the patient wants to do it, right? So I feel like we're saving time chair side, right? Especially when we do the next integration on our platform where they're able to pick three different smiles from the smile library that fit the patient's face and gender and all of those things automated, that now the patient's going to be able to pick it out and see the shape of teeth on their own face, right? Instantly. But what's cool about it is now you could say, if you have Smilefy in tandem with Presto, you can literally say, okay, great. Listen, let's bring you back. Let's do the records. They could do all of the scanning on the next appointment, all of the records, and they can literally put a snap-on smile of what they think, you know, what the teeth are going to look like with the exact teeth shape. So I want everybody to think about that, because this is really just starting that conversation to know if you need to go to that next level with doing all of these, you know, elaborate, you know, 3D, you know, mock-ups. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. It's going to save chair time. So we're not wasting our time, you know, doing things like that, which a lot of doctors are. They're just doing the 3D snap-on, hoping the patients like it. Then if they don't, then you've wasted time, you know, chair time, materials, so on and so forth. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there for everybody to be clear. We are a conversation starting tool, not just for dental practices, but branching into the EDU space. We're really trying to change the dentistry as a whole. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate that differentiation. And I think it'll be really helpful for my listening audience as well. Billy, how do they learn more about Presto Smile or to get in touch with you for my listening audience that's interested in doing so?
Sure. Go on to www.prestosmile.com. You can also check us out on YouTube. On Instagram, we're at Presto Smile App, and the same on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been great talking with you today. Thank you for being a guest on the Tooth Sleuth podcast, and I wish you nothing but great success. I love what
thank
you're doing in the dental
you.
Space. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to our next episode of the Tooth Sleuth podcast. If you need help with converting lead calls into consults, closing consults into more full arch cases, or creating a more strategic marketing message and branding for your practice or group, follow me for more tips or reach out to GNA Consult for a discovery call today.